and there are a number of people taking part in tonight's service, and you are all really welcome. We apologize for the little blip there. We have them occasionally online, but we are doing our best, and we are grateful to all who are helping us as we go forward. This is our annual, would normally be a Carols by Candlelight, but that doesn't quite work on online, so it's slightly different, but we are still going to use very well-known carols and readings and some other poetry and that as our evening goes on. You are really welcome. If you've never been to RBC before, Romford Baptist Church, you are especially welcome. And if you ever want to find out more about the church, our website's there, or you can use the contact details that will come up occasionally on this program. You are welcome. Isaiah says these words, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you." Let us begin with prayer. How silently the wondrous gift is given. So God imparts to human hearts the blessing of his heaven. No ear may hear his coming, but in this world of sin, where meek souls will receive him still, the dear Christ enters in. O holy child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in and be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell. O come to us, abide. unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders. The government on the shoulders of a baby, ruling by a baby. Well, maybe this is now that moment for a sigh of relief. It's just what we need now, more obviously than ever before. It's someone to shoulder the burdens, someone who can get under and pick up our multiple problems and carry them for us. It feels like it's plainly obvious now that nobody locally or globally has the slightest idea how to address, let alone solve, the problems of global power and finance and global humanity as a whole. We snatch too easily at sudden fresh signs in world politics, and we can only be like that because we have forgotten the Christmas message. Have neutered it. We have rendered it toothless, as though the shoulder of the child born this night was simply to shoulder for individuals and to lean on, rather than the shoulder to take the weight of the world's government. This night was the night for which planet Earth was waiting, and which it must look back as if it wants to know the way forward. Jesus isn't simply another politician on whom everyone can pin their hopes and who will then let them down. His way is establishing God's justice and peace on earth. Was different to Caesar's and different to the usual power games and money games. Different in source, different in method, different in effect. And today we are hungry for exactly that difference. And tonight we have an opportunity to ponder. Our worship group at Romford Baptist Church have been busy recording some carols, and this is one of them that we're going to use tonight, O Little Town of Bethlehem.
Silence calls so high, yet in the dark.
we're going to have an opportunity to think about how we use our hands. And maybe a reflection on how hands are being used during this present crisis within our world. Please watch this video.
Look at your hands. Who are they for? Have they had a year like this one before? Have they washed and scrubbed and sanitized, got dry and sore and moisturized? Have they done less work, been at home more? Or have they worked harder than ever before? Have they helped a neighbour, a parent or friend? Have they longed for all these restrictions to end? Have they missed friends, felt too far apart? Have they lost a loved one and clutched at your heart? This Christmas is different. It can't be the same. The world all around us has obviously changed. But the meaning of Christmas, the heart of it all, began in a baby, so precious and small, with no glitz or glamour, no parties or feasts. He came for the broken, the lonely, the least. The hands of his earth dad were dusty and worn, hardened by woodwork, but chosen for more. The hands of his mother were softer, but weary, holding her baby, eyes happy, but teary. The hands of the shepherds who visited first were rough and strong and ingrained with dirt. The hands of the angels were lifted in praise to the one we call Saviour, the Ancient of Days. To the babe whose smooth hands, so weak and so small, would one day carry the wrongs of us all. So that every person on earth may know how much they are loved by how far he would go. To rescue, redeem, forgive and restore. To give us the life that we were born for. A life full of meaning, of joy, peace and love, walking hand in hand with our Father above. So whether your heart is heavy or light, with hands held open or screwed up tight, whether they're full or empty or tired, work-worn or restless or uninspired, just know that you don't have to do it alone. To carry your burdens and trials on your own. Jesus came to walk by your side, to fill you with hope, to be your guide. Look at your hands. Who are they for? If they take hold of Jesus, they'll need nothing more.
Taking hold of Jesus. Throughout the Old Testament, the prophets and the angels were crying out for a different kind of world, a different kind of empire. And maybe today we are too crying out for that. New systems, a new way of doing politics, a new way of having leadership. Christmas is all about the coming of the world's true king, the one who stops war, who forgives debts, who establishes true judgment and judgment. heads turned the right way up. Watching the Gospels as the wonderful counselor goes to work, dealing with individuals and confronting the systems which have enslaved them and upsetting the slave masters and the powerful. Watch as the mighty God goes through Galilee, feeding the hungry, healing the sick, rescuing people and restoring creation itself. Look on in awe as the everlasting Father is seen mirrored in the incarnate Son, giving himself totally to his beloved world. And if you dare, in the light of our culture where war, the way of death, is the way of life for so many, watch as Jesus, from his earliest beginnings with a price on his head through to his riding a donkey into Jerusalem, shows what it looks like when the Prince of Peace is on the move. He comes to get God's kingdom off the ground, or perhaps we should say precisely to the ground where real people live. This is not about the force of a hierarchy or a powerful government. This is about God coming among us, God being with us and giving us comes from Luke chapter 2. Thank you, Damanola.
Good evening, church. I'll be reading Luke chapter 2, verse 1 to 16. It was about that same time that Augustus Caesar sent out an order to all people in the countries that were under Roman rule. The order said that everyone's name must be put on a list. This was the first counting of all the people while Quirinius was governor of Syria. Everyone traveled to their own hometowns to have their name put on the list. So Joseph left Nazareth, a town in Galilee, and went to the town of Bethlehem in Judea. It was known as the town of David. Joseph went there because he was from the family of David. Joseph registered with Mary because she was engaged to marry him. She was now pregnant. While Joseph and Mary were in Bethlehem, the time came for her to have her baby. She gave birth to the first son. She wrapped him up well and laid him in a box, where cattle are fed. She put him there because the guest room was full. That night, some shepherds were out in the fields near Bethlehem, watching their sheep. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord was shining around them. The shepherds were very frightened. The angel said to them, "Don't be afraid, I have some very good news for you, news that will make everyone happy. Today your Savior was born in David's town. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This is how you will know him. You will find a baby wrapped in pieces of cloth and lying in a feeding box." Then a huge army of angels from heaven joined the first angel, and they were all praising God, saying, "Praise God in heaven, and on earth let there be peace to the people who please him." The angels left the shepherds and went back to heaven. The shepherds said to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this great event the Lord has told us about." So they went running and found Mary and Joseph, and there was the baby lying in the feeding box.
Thank you very much, Damanola, for reading that. It's great to have the scriptures read for us, and in a moment we're going to have another poem being read for us, and that poem is going to be read by Bren. And Bren's just coming up to the lectern, and it's just a moment to switch over that's going on, and then we will be able to have the poem. Okay, thank you. And, because we're having to just clean everything between hand here, it just takes us a moment, so your patience is appreciated as we hear Bren reading "Ring Out Wild Bells."
Ring out wild bells to the wild sky, the flying cloud, the frosty light. The year is dying in the night. Ring out wild bells and let him die. Ring out the old, ring in the new. Ring happy bells across was a month before Christmas, and all through the town, people wore masks that covered their frown. The frown had begun way back in the spring, when a global pandemic changed everything. They called it Corona, but unlike the beer, it didn't bring good times, it didn't bring cheer. Contagious and deadly, this virus spread fast, like a wildfire that starts when fueled by gas. Airplanes were grounded. Travel was banned. Borders were closed across air, sea, and land. As the world entered lockdown to flatten the curve, the economy halted and folks lost their nerve. From March to July, we rode the first wave. People stayed home. They tried to behave. When summer emerged, the lockdown was lifted, but away from caution, many people drifted. Now it's December, and cases are spiking. Waves two, now three arrived, much to our disliking. Frontline workers, doctors and nurses try to save people from riding in hearses. This virus is awful, this COVID-19. There isn't a cure, we've just found a vaccine. It's true that this year has had sadness aplenty. We'll never forget the year 2020. And just round the corner, the holiday season. But why be merry? Is there even one reason? To decorate the house and put up the tree when no one will see it, no one but me. But outside my window, the snow gently falls, and I think to myself, let's deck the halls. So I gather the ribbon, the garland and bows, as I play those old carols, my happiness grows. Christmas ain't cancelled, and neither is hope. If we lean on the Lord Jesus, I know we can cope. Let us pray. Holy God, loving God, help us to think of the many different ways of ordering our world, to recognize that the best way is the Jesus way, the baby in the manger way. Help us to put the vulnerable and the poor first and work things out from there. Father God, help us to establish new economic principles, social principles, political principles, and forgive us for assuming that we already know all the answers. Forgive us when our good intentions are misdirected to serve our own ends, real or imagined. Help us to speak up at work, on the street, in our families and schools and offices, in local and national government, education, business, administration, and yes, even in the church. Heal and renew us, we pray. Put the story of the Christ child in our hearts. By the Spirit of Jesus, give us energy and direction. Help us to be kingdom bringers in whatever sphere we can. Help us to think globally and act locally as we campaign for the big issues such as debt remission and climate change. Working on local issues like housing, asylum, and unemployment. And as we stop and pause and look in wonder once more at the baby lying in the manger, we give ourselves again to your service. Amen. It's going to be a reading now. Thank you.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made, but without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He only came as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming to the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, not of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Thanks be to God for his word this Christmas Eve, or this Christmas night. Amen.
Thank you very much, Francis, for reading that for us. And so we hear so much at this time of year. But in that reading, we hear that he brought light. The Saviour brought light. One of the regular descriptions of Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. At this time, with all that's going on in the world, we need to hear that God is with us. Through this COVID pandemic, I'm going to get that word out in a minute. Should I start that sentence again? Through this COVID pandemic and all that's going on in the world, God is here to help us. He's here to help you. He's here to support you. God is with us. The word Emmanuel literally means God with us. God giving us life. And life in all its fullness. Our prayer this Christmas is that you do indeed know God with us. We have several other occasions over this next few days for you to join us online to worship and to participate. Tomorrow evening at 7:30, there is a special service, Remembering at Christmas. And this is a time where we can remember and lament all that's going wrong in the world, and also to remember people who we wish were with us and may have passed away and be empty chairs at your table, or just others. You have just a short while now to let us know any names that you want to be included in that service. And the contact details are coming up on the screen right now, I hope, if I haven't called Sam out here, because I didn't give him a warning of that. And you can use those contact details to send a message of a name that you want remembered in the service, and it will go on the screen at our moment of remembering. And that's an opportunity for us all to take part. So that service is at 7:30, only online, not actually in the building as it was meant to be because of the changes that happened yesterday. 7:30, Remembering at Christmas. Then Christmas Eve online at 11:30 at night, you can see in Christmas Day with our midnight communion service. And then on Christmas Day, we have our family worship at 10:30. And that will be a time for us to worship together in our own homes. And just join in with your Christian brothers and sisters in your own home and celebrating Christmas through our morning worship. And next Sunday we meet again at 10:30, again online only. Do send us your names if you wish us to remember them in the remembering at Christmas. Our next carol. It came upon a midnight clear.
to touch their harps of gold. Peace on the earth, goodwill to men, from hands, O gracious King. The world in solemn stillness lay to hear the angels sing.
Joy to the world. Please enjoy this as our service comes to a close.
Cheers.